What is up, Toronto? How you guys doing today? I hope you guys' day is doing just great. Now, I don't know if you guys have known this, but actually just recently this week I had a back injury, so I haven't been able to work, and I've just been kind of bed resting for this whole week, and you know, it kind of sucks, but you know, it's all right. I'm back and I'm here, you know, so let's get it going with my motivational quote. So, life is filled with highs and lows, happiness and struggles that will test your resilience and integrity, push you to overcome challenges and leave you with lessons that will make you even stronger on your way up. It's the way you feel and think about yourself, including your expectations and beliefs about what is possible to you, greatly determines everything that happens to you. It all starts with your thoughts. When you change your thoughts, you transform the quality of your life. Now, like I had mentioned in my previous podcast, I had mentioned that I would be bringing in a special guest, an old friend who has his own multi-million dollar company, guys. I mean, can you believe that? 25 years old and has his own multi-million dollar company. Now, I'm going to be bringing him on the line to talk a little bit about his business and you know, kind of just shoot the shit, to be honest, and see what his life has been going on, you know, like what his life has been for him and how he became to do this and how he came up with doing this. So anyways, let's bring him on the line.
Josh.
Hey, Robert, how's it going, man?
How you doing, Josh?
Not bad at all.
So,
long time, man, long time.
Yeah, are we on the air now, Josh?
Yes, we are. We are
excellent.
On the
did
air.
Did you give your great intros you usually give? Did you do your motivational quote of the day?
Yes, I did. I always do that. I actually record them on my laptop first, before I started this, and then yeah, I brought you on the air.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. I'm not sure if Josh has given me a formal introduction, but I'm a friend of his. We went to elementary school together, and I decided to reach out to Josh because I found nobody in my social network took up the opportunity to start podcasting, and just like social media works in its beautiful ways, I saw he was posting podcasts, and it was sometime last year, and it took him, I had to egg him on a little bit, but you came back, and I'm glad I can get you out here and recording podcasts again.
Yeah, man, I'm really thankful. I mean, honestly, I haven't had much motivation to do them. I mean, honestly, just, you know, I didn't really see it going anywhere, to be honest, but I mean, I guess that was just my downfall, right? Like, I just had to have that support, you know, going, and, you know, and that's what happened. You brought me that motivation to start going again, you know? So, and now I'm back, and I'm hoping to keep doing them a lot more now. And, so I also mentioned before to my viewers that I was going to be asking you some questions about your business and stuff like that. And like, you know, how did you become to do this? Like, what made you do it?
Well, my business is a very special one. I said to myself, China. I said to myself, Canada. And I said to myself, bring product, China, Canada, and sell them here. And you wouldn't believe, I kept those words. Remember how you said a little something about putting a good thought in your head before you go to sleep? I think it was one of your podcasts that actually told me that.
Yes.
Manifesting is everything. I'm telling you, Josh, I put China, Canada in my head, before I went to sleep. And it was a little while ago. It was actually before I heard your podcast. And eventually I came up with the idea to bring in products here and resell them to customers here, right? So it's been a good business, and I feel like your podcast can definitely cater to more people who want to be entrepreneurs and want to start a business. And it's a good opportunity to get out there and inspire, right?
No, exactly. No, because I mean, China, I think, is the one, like, the biggest manufacturer of pretty much the whole entire world. I mean, that's just, they make a lot of, Japanese cars. They make a lot of, they, oh, geez, they make a lot of things, like things that
You
you
wouldn't.
could never even imagine nowadays.
Yeah,
Especially in this modern world, I mean, come on.
no, you hit the nail right on the head there. They make everything, and they've been making things for a long time. So I figured, might as well join the party instead of sitting here and, not doing the whole China thing, right? Yeah, so I hope we can stray for to a few other questions that we have for each other. Business is business. The good thing about these podcasts is we can record as many as them. But a reason why I loved your content was it was a little bit of motivation, and you get into too. You get into talking about different things in your past podcasts. To all your viewers, future viewers, if you haven't heard his original first few podcasts, they were great. I loved every single one of them. I listened to them a bunch of times. That's what really, really pushed me to get you back on the air, and I'm so glad you're here. But we should lighten the mood a bit with a few questions I have for you, and we can kind of go question for question.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that sounds great. I mean, now I also had my first question.
Oh yeah, go for it. Go for it. Yeah.
So, well, it's pretty much for the viewers, for the people that are listening, what questions they might have.
Sure, yeah.
Now, I was thinking, I mean, now if someone were to want to become an entrepreneur and start their own business, what sort of things would you recommend them? Where would they start?
I will tell you exactly the steps of how to start your own business. And it may come as a surprise to few, but I'll just start cracking away at it. Forex. Have you heard of Forex?
Yes, that's a trading company. I guess something like that, yeah.
Exactly. Forex. So the great thing about Forex is you sign up for this Forex account, and you got a business. I mean, you got a business laid out there right in front of you. You can buy and sell different currencies against each other because they're constantly fluctuating, up and down, right? So
Yes.
there's very small ways to start businesses, but Forex is definitely one. I'm seeing a huge trend right now in social media and the social media entrepreneurs that are getting into real estate. Real estate's great because you can, get a listing of a home you want to sell and get out there and post a whole bunch of different content and funny videos. That's a great way to kind of start your own business, within a business itself that's real estate, right? And yeah, and what's another great way you can start a business? I don't know, dream. I would say just to dream. To dream is to start your own business, you have to start a business. You could sell a can of Coke outside of the trunk of your car and you got yourself a business. That's how the great started. If you heard about legendary investor Warren Buffett, he actually started selling drum kits out of his garage. And I'm not sure if you know who he is. He's a multi-billionaire now, and he's got the world by his fingertips, right? So, anybody can really start a business. You gotta have it. This is what I try to tell people that are in my social circle, and they want to be kind of like me, or they want to start a business with me. I'm very persistent on telling them that, if you wake up and you got the worker mentality, you don't have the owner mentality, go to work. Go to work and work for somebody until you really get that drive and that courage to do something on your own, right?
Yeah, for sure,
Because
definitely.
for some people you're born with it, and those are naturally great entrepreneurs. But there's only a very far few of those great ones that come every generation, right? But there's tons of workers out there. So what I really feel like is happening in this generation is that there's people who are saying to themselves, I don't want to be a worker. I want to be an owner. I want to be an entrepreneur, because social media is telling them that, they got to go out there and do things on their own. So we live in a crazy society. We were you mentioned you touched on to something on your last podcast. You said, why do we have to live in a society like this? And I totally agree. Like, why? Our parents, I feel like, had it a little bit easier than we do in this society, because, as you know, coronavirus is pretty crazy.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's def but you know what? I think, Rob, I think we are actually onto something a little bit better, just because of the fact that it's putting into a lot of different perspectives, and a lot of different mindsets are, I mean, we're I believe that we're gonna be transitioning to it, and we're gonna have to live with it. I mean,
Yeah,
it's.
no, I man, I hear your point exactly. And I there's been so many conversations surrounding the virus and how it's impacted businesses. And I think you touched on something very important, is that everything in life is a transition, just like we, age from 3 to 4, we have coronavirus now, and we're gonna age out of that eventually. I just hope it doesn't take too long, because it's very much so affecting the global economy, right? So it's very hard to be a businessman in this time, when times are so uncertain, right? And
Yeah, I
I'll
feel
be
you.
honest with you, Josh, the whole reason why I kind of wanted to dabble into podcasts, you were there, and I was lucky that you were within my network, was because you have to diversify. The key to business is diversification. I operate my main business, but I feel like, if you really hit it out of the park with this podcasting thing, you could really inspire some people,
Oh yeah, definitely, and I really appreciate that a lot. Like I really, really do, and that honestly, it touches my heart as much as
Yeah,
it
man.
sounds a little bit weird. But you know,
No, it
no,
doesn't. It does. It
it
doesn't. And you know
really
what?
like it feels good to know that I can inspire and help people and make their days even better, because I love helping people, and I hope that I do that for a very long time. That is one of the
You wouldn't
things that
believe
I.
you. I'm telling you, Josh, you wouldn't believe how happy even talking to someone through a podcast might make them for 10 or 12 minutes a day. It can completely, totally change your mood, And something I like to do is, when I'm on my drive to work, I'll flip through my podcasts, and I'll find someone who I'm subscribed to that I, genuinely like their content, and it gives you a little boost for the day, right? And the cool thing about podcasting is that you can really pick what you want to get into, right? You can pick if you want to learn, a new side of a business you want to expand. You can hear it from the experts themselves, because everybody's on these podcasts nowadays, right? Especially the experts.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's what I want to do. I mean, I want to help uplift people's days. And, you know, and I think that's pretty great. I like pe making people's days better. You know, it makes me feel 10 times better. You know, and it's just I'm happy. I'm happy knowing that other people are happy.
Yeah, and you know
And
what? You wouldn't believe it. Sometimes, you could say something out loud to someone, and you're it could make somebody laugh. It could get them emotional about a certain thing, and you wouldn't even know it, right? So it's that's something that's great about podcasting too. People pick up certain points and certain things you say in your conversation, and they take it with them. Like, who knows? Maybe after this podcast, if we strike a listener that's really, really liking something that either you or I have to say, they're going to carry it with them tomorrow in their pocket, in their waistband, you know, easily
Yeah.
accessible everywhere, right? And
Yeah,
yeah, so.
I definitely believe you. I mean, that's one of the things, Rob.
Yeah. So I know you've taken some time off podcasting a bit. I guess you've just been doing your, you know, day-to-day life.
Yeah, you know what? I've been doing those just doing day to day. I mean, also, Rob, I wanted to say to you, man, I've also been doing my own little side business. I have sort of that mindset of being an entrepreneur. I mean,
I could tell you do.
I've been trying to make my own business, but it's kind of hard for me to. You know, I need that, like I said, I need that motivation to help me guide me in the right direction, per se. You know, and having someone like you, Rob, is I need that. And a lot of other of my viewers or whoever decides to listen to these, they will need them too. So I need a little help. Right?
Yeah,
And I mean,
and this is what we
we
have to do.
all
We have
need
to
a
reach
little help.
out.
We all need a little
Exactly.
help, right? I mean, I'm not ashamed of wanting someone's help. I'm not, and I hope any of my viewers aren't ashamed of, you know, asking for help or, you know, thinking. I mean, no matter how strong you think you are, we all need a little bit of help.
No. Man,
Like,
you're cutting me deep here, man. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. And this is what I mean. And I hope, you know, one of your listeners is going to take this with you, because never feel afraid to reach out for help, ever, right? If it's with a business. And something important that I like to tell my social circle is you have to surround yourself with the right people, you know? I think it was Bill Gates. He grew up in a garage where his dad was making rocket ships, you know, and
Oh wow, I did not know that.
yeah, and I think I think it was Bill Gates. Yeah, it was Bill Gates, and you know, his friends would be on the street playing, and he would say, "No, I'm gonna stay in my garage with my dad and build my rocket ship." And little do we know, we have Bill Gates today, right? So. You know, he's one of the richest men in the world. He invented Microsoft, and you know, he's just been a wonderful entrepreneur. And you saw he cut out some certain friends of his. You know, they could have been bad or good influences in his life. He said, "I'm going to stay in this garage, Dad. I'm going to stay in this garage with you, Dad, and we're going to make this rocket ship together." And then Microsoft happened, right? So it's really amazing. What happens when you know, choose your social circle better catered to your entrepreneurial needs, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So,
Yeah, wow. I mean that's crazy. I did not know that.
I think it was him. You know what? It could be him, or maybe it was Elon Musk, that guy from. It was one of them. You know, they stayed in their
Yeah.
garage. Their dad said, "No friends, no. I don't want to play baseball. I want to build a rocket ship." You know,
Yeah, well,
and
it's kids like that we need nowadays.
I totally agree. And you know, if somebody gave you that opportunity when you were younger, would you stay behind and build a rocket ship? It really gets you thinking. You know, we grew up in elementary school together. I remember, you know, there was a few kids that, you know, were cooler and, you know, more popular and stuff, and I always wanted to be like them. But had somebody offered me a garage and a rocket ship, I probably would have stayed there, you know, and maybe I would have been in a better position, you know, maybe I would have been in a worse position. Maybe I would be riddled with anxiety now if I'd stayed in that garage. But you know, we take our chances every day when we wake up in life,
Well,
right?
the one quote I like to live by is, you never know until you try.
Yes. I mean, yeah, I just never had a chance to try with the whole rocket ship thing, right? But it could have been
Well,
anything. It could.
like I mean, that's one of them, but it is a good quote to live by.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you definitely. And maybe that rocket ship could have been a go-kart growing up, right? A lot of kids, run around building go-karts and that could have maybe got somebody into building cars someday and they could be,
Or even flying car or something. I mean,
flying
because
car.
of
Yeah, no,
yeah,
that,
because
you're onto something here.
apparently,
You're 100% onto something here.
because apparently, what's that doctor's name? From Back to the Future, the older guy. What's his name? Dr. Brown or something like that.
Phil.
That's his name.
Dr.
Apparently
Phil.
now. I think it was like 2015, we would have had already flying cars or something like that. Like, I don't remember the day that they went forward to in the movie, but I think it was like 2015 when they went in time, we had flying cars. But I mean, you know what I mean? Like, who knows? Those kids that you were talking about that could have stayed and made those rocket ships, could have, those kids today could have been making a flying car, right? Or something.
One exactly, and like I said, what did I tell you before? It's all about your social circle, Kids, if you hear me, stay in the garage. That's all I'm trying to get out, I'm just trying to spread the word, If you have somebody who you're growing up with on your street and they're building something but you really can't tell what it is, stay in that garage, And you never know, that could be, the next kind
Bill,
of spaceship or
the next Bill
intergalactic
Gates.
travel, right?
Yeah, the
You
next
could be
Bill
the next Bill
Gates.
Gates. Pick a garage and you know what, hell, you could even probably start knocking on garages and seeing what's inside and going in there, you might find somebody who's built rebuilding a car or something, right?
Okay,
So
well,
there's.
I don't want my viewers to tell their kids to go
Oh
knock
no,
on
you catch my
doors,
drift here, right? All I'm saying is that in your childhood, you really have to, and it's hard to say. We tell kids all the time, it's like, what do you want to be when you grow up, right? And it's a tough decision, but I feel as parents, in such tough times to find a job and tough times to really excel in life, you have to kind of narrow your child's mindset into at least something, right? If your child likes to play drums, just say for example, and good at it, and they got a natural gift and a natural ta na natural talent, you got to push them, right, Josh? So, same goes with this whole garage theory we're getting on here, right? You even a friend, like even us when we were in elementary school, we may not have been able to do it, but we could have tried to build a flying car, but
Oh, yeah, for sure.
we didn't have the parents that kind of guide us in the right direction to
Well,
to kids get in the garage and build a flying car.
yeah.
You stop what you're doing. You can't play road hockey. I want you in the garage and I want you to build a flying car with your friend Josh. And who knows where we would have been today, man. But I'm glad we had a chance at reconnecting for sure now, right? So things happen naturally too, right?
Exactly. You can't necessarily force things to happen. I mean, they just have to happen naturally, and you just have to go with the flow. Can't force
Yeah.
anything, otherwise it's not gonna happen.
Exactly. And you know what, Josh? Sorry to cut you off there, man. I got to tell your viewers this. I was so nervous to get on this podcast. And you sent me a message and you're like, man, just go with the flow. And I was like, wow, he's right. Like, what do we have to lose? It's a growing process, right? You can't be afraid of it.
Exactly. And you know what? Honestly, I like to think of it as being on the phone, just talking to someone.
Sounds like a phone call. It's amazing. It's really
Exactly.
amazing.
Exactly, right? I mean, it's not really anything to worry about. I mean, me myself, yes, I'm stage fright. But obviously, it's one of those things that, like, of course you're gonna, like, the first couple of tries, you're gonna be nervous. But once you keep getting on that stage and you're used to it, then you won't be so, like, you won't be so nervous. You'll love the stage. You'll love it. You'll love the crowd. And you just have to have a mindset of not thinking that the crowd is there. Pretty much. You know what I
What's
mean?
that old saying? Picture everybody in the crowd with their underwears on, right?
Yeah, something like
And it
that.
make yeah, I've
Yeah.
heard that. Yeah, and it makes you less nervous,
Yeah,
right?
something like that.
But
Oh,
it's
man.
true. It's
Yeah,
true, you know,
it
that
definitely is true.
it's and you know what's funny too? Like now that I think about it, there's been some business meetings I'm, you know, so intimidated at you know, getting into. It's the first chance to sell a customer something. And I think next time I'm gonna picture all of them in their underwear, right? And it might make me less nervous. I don't know,
Hey,
right?
you know what? You were the one who told yourself that. So bravo to you,
Okay.
Rob.
All right, all
Bravo.
right, all right. But listen, I might resonate with some viewers, you know?
Which one are those?
I mean, I just like what I said might have been you know, funny to some viewers, and they might say, you know what, Rob's right. Let's picture these potential customers in their underwear, right? Yeah, man.
Well,
Crazy.
that made me laugh, Rob.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So I noticed you posted something about what was it? I think you reached out to me about Freedom Financial. Did you start a process with them? How was that like?
That is actually a side business that I am doing.
Oh, that was the side business. Yeah, so how's it going?
Well, it's pretty much helping people make money.
Yeah.
I pretty much they send me gifts of for pretty much showing them the so pretty much how it works is they watch these videos, right? They have an automated voice calling system that calls people. You gotta leave your voicemail, you gotta like your information, like how old you are, what do you do for work, stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And so you pretty much all you have to do is talk to them, send them a link to your videos. They watch the videos if they're interested. They sign up, they send you a gift, like a money gift, whether it's through PayPal or,
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
stuff like
And
that.
I see it's kind of like a chain effect, right? So if they get a send, I guess, you know, the more gifts I get you, I guess you get, you kind of move up the ranks, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, a lot of people would say that it's skeptical, but
Yeah.
like I like to tell people, like you'll never if you don't have an open mind, then that's why I like to live by that quote, you never know until you try, right? And that's what a
I
lot
hear
of
you.
people don't understand is have an open mind because you never know what can help you and what cannot, right? And
Yeah.
I just don't understand. I mean, okay, you're skeptical and everything and whatnot, but it's like you never know until you try, right?
You're right.
So
And that applies to, you know, everything we can get into. Got it. So it's nice. It's refreshing having a conversation. You know, it's sometimes you get lonely. It's they crack a joke. It gets lonely at the top. I mean, I'm nowhere near the top, but
Oh,
you know,
Rob, you're
it's
flattering me, man.
no, I'm just saying, no, it's just it's nice to it's different, you know. It's different to get talking about real things when it comes to business, right? And I'm glad that you've created a platform for, you know, yourself and myself. And who knows, maybe we might have 5 or 10 episodes on this podcast, but we're gonna push it and we'll try and get it out there, man. It's great.
Well, yes, I mean, exactly. Like, you help me, I help you. I mean, 50-50, right? I mean, I want to help advertise your business and help them, if they want to be in business with you or, they want to invest in your business, you, like I said, I help you, you help me, right? I mean,
the story goes.
Yeah, I scratch Tom's back. Tom scratches mine, kind of thing, right?
Yeah, exactly, right? So,
yeah. So, Josh, I got a few questions for you that I wrote down to myself, and I said we got to talk about. Let's lighten the mood a little bit.
Okay.
So, McDonald's or Tim Hortons coffee?
McDonald's or... Oh. You know what? Honestly, I like McDonald's just because of the fact that I know that Tim Hortons lost their contract with their beans, and now McDonald's has them.
Oh, I see. Oh,
the best.
I heard about what happened. What happened with that?
Honestly, I have no idea, but I guess they lost their contract. They weren't like, I don't know exactly. I don't know behind the books. I don't know any of that, but apparently they lost their contract with their beans and now McDonald's took over it. So yeah. Also,
McDonald's has Tim Horton's old beans.
Yeah.
Right?
So now they're better, of course. So McDonald's beans, their coffee grounds,
I think I heard that too,
are 10 times better. I just personally, I like McDonald's coffee just because of the fact that Kate, one, Tim Hortons, what you have to do with your card, it's like what? You got to get 7 things on your card to.
7 donuts, get, I think you got to buy. Or something.
Yeah, 7 something that you got to buy to get a free coffee or whatever. And versus McDonald's, you have, it's like 6 stickers, then you get a free coffee.
Oh,
I'd rather
so
that.
Saying, I get it. So it's more efficient to buy your coffee at McDonald's.
Yes, because after you
get
your
an extra coffee. Yeah.
After
yeah,
your
yeah,
sixth yeah. sticker, you get a free coffee. Versus Tim Hortons, I think it's like 7 or 8 coffees. You get a free one. But either way, I like McDonald's hands down, the best coffee ever.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, so another question I got for you. By the way, I totally agree. McDonald's coffee is delicious. So my next question for you is, we got to talk about dating apps. Josh, it's a huge crisis of our generation. You know,
oh,
I got to hear
Tell me about
what you have to think about dating apps, your experience with them, and where you think the future is heading with dating apps.
I'm sorry, could you say the first ones again?
Sorry, I said, where do you think it's going? What's the future of dating apps, you know? Where are we heading in this world of online dating?
You know what, Rob? Those are really, really good questions. And I have been on dating apps pretty much every single one of them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm on Tinder, I'm on Hinge, I'm on Hilly, I'm on Badoo, I'm on, what's the other one? Hinge.
Isn't it like social networking in a sense? You got to put yourself out there more and, you know, you might get a bite, right? So it's strange, the correlation between dating apps and real life business. It's unbelievable, but I see you're taking the businessman approach and putting yourself out there as much as you can, right? So, I feel like it's very easy to get called, what's it called, getting catfished. It's very easy to get catfished through dating apps.
Oh, yeah, most definitely it is. Yeah. Geez.
Come on, we got to hear a story out of you. It's story time, Josh. Come on.
Story time.
Lay it on us.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this one. Yeah. There has been, I mean, okay, first of all, Rob, let me tell you, I hate when girls put in their bio saying stuff like, I'm looking for a real man, this and that, someone to take care of me, someone who's not bullshitting or playing games and this and that. But let me tell you, Rob, they have pictures of them almost half naked, okay?
Yeah, I know.
And that is one thing that I do not understand. Okay, what happened to, love letters? What happened to flowers? What happened to those utter romantic, gestures? And, I mean, I'm a romance kind of guy. I mean, oh, I'm not ashamed of it.
That's all right. That's all right.
You know what? I would rather sit on my couch Saturday night drinking a couple beers or whatever the case is, you know, drinking a glass of wine, you know, watching a romance movie. I mean, I don't, hey. I'm not ashamed of it. I really am not.
You shouldn't be ashamed of it. And you know what? As we get older too, you're going to notice that that's the new style. That's just the way you kind of, you grow out of the more, you know, younger mindset, and you get into a more mature mindset where you want that. Right.
Well, I mean, it's always kind of been like that. I mean, just because of the fact that like my, you know, my dad works 7 days a week, and like, I've never felt like I've had that father figure, you know, like I've never had that, like, you know, dad and son talk, you know, like,
about, I get you. I know where you're going with
like,
this.
Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I've never had that true, like,
he's relationship. Been working theoretically so much, you've never had that opportunity for the conversation.
Yes, yes. And I don't want to get into it, but, you know, hey.
No, I hear you, man. Listen, this is real life stuff, you know? This is what I feel like people want to hear, right? So what you're getting at here with me is that had you have had more opportunity and ample time with your father to discuss relationships, it might have changed your mindset, your mind's way of processing dating today.
Oh yes, of course, exactly. I mean,
that's good.
Pretty much all he's taught me is pretty much get married, have kids, and that's it, and work hard. That's all he's pretty much taught me, right? Mm-hmm. But I've wanted to be better than that. I've wanted to be successful, to be able to spend that time with my family and have the wife that I deserve, and, you know, spend time with them, you know, and make them as happy as I can, you know. And I see how angry my mom gets from my dad working so hard and never spending time with, you know, me and my brother and my sister and whatnot.
My parents are divorced.
Oh, geez. Well, I mean, that's a different story. But, I mean, it's tough, Rob. I mean, you think it may be tough, but it's also tough for us. Like me, my brother, and my sister, and especially my mom, too. Like, it's tough, right? Like,
but... I hear you, man.
Anyways, more on the dating apps. Dating apps.
You gotta get back to that.
Yes, I'm getting a little bit off topic, but you know what?
Hey, no, don't, man. This is just an open dialogue. Isn't it easier to talk when you got someone to talk with you? I feel like it's so impossible to do a podcast on your own. And I don't know how you do it, I'll be honest with you. You know, it's you just gotta get out there. And
exactly.
You need,
you know what, you need... Rob? And I'm not gonna lie. I mean, like I said before, I mentioned I like to kind of write a script, kind of write some details down, like on some topics on what I like to talk about and stuff like that. Yeah. And I just kind of base it off of that, right? I mean, that's pretty much it. But yeah, like, it is tough to talk about some things, right? I mean, really got to do my research and like stuff like that before I actually do the podcast. But I mean, you know, that's something I can build on, right? I mean,
yeah,
this is only about what, my sixth episode. So
it is your sixth episode.
So yeah. Right. I mean,
hey, you're doing great for your sixth episode. You know, sometimes it feels like, I feel like you're on that trajectory that, you know, like I even want to introduce my friends into the picture. I'm having a great conversation right now. I don't know about you. And
I am too, man.
And you know what? I got to bring in, I might say to my friends, like, look, you got to talk to this guy, you know, and we might have some cracks. We might have some laughs. We might have some sad stuff. I just mentioned earlier, my parents were divorced and you didn't really seem to comment on it too much, but that's okay because not a lot of people are commenting on that, right? I find myself at bars saying,
well, the reason,
you know, my parents are divorced.
Well,
and
the reason
usually people
why
don't have anything to say to me, right? So I'll be honest with you. I feel a little bit like a social outcast sometimes. And as an entrepreneur, it's been really hard for me to come out of my shell because of that, right?
Well, okay. It's not because I didn't care, Rob. The reason why I didn't really ask questions about it is because I didn't want to get you in your feels. Like, I don't know how hard it actually has been for you. And I mean, yeah. I like to keep it uplifting, right?
You're right.
I don't want to have, you know, I mean, yes, okay. It may touch some people. It may be good for them because, I mean, who knows? What if my viewers, their parents are split up and maybe, you know, you might say things that will help through their marriage their divorce.
You wouldn't believe it, Josh, how much this is resonating with. I think the statistic is 98% of people are divorced. I think that's the statistic last time I looked. It's unbelievable.
Well, and also, you know what? Society nowadays, because of all these social networks, it is so easy for someone to just leave. Because it's so easy nowadays to jump on a dating app, to jump on even a phone chat line or any of these, like, you know, like you have like Snapchat, you have Instagram, you have Twitter.
What is a phone chat line?
I've actually seen a couple. There's one that's actually called Lava Life. I mean, there's commercials about it on, you'll see it on like, you know, TV and whatnot. And...
Oh, those late night ones. I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, those ones. Hey, you know, text like... in.
Come text me, you know?
Yeah, $1 per text message kind of thing. It's so easy nowadays to just get on one of those and put yourself out there and even cheat, you know? Like a lot of, like you said, 98% or 99% of people nowadays are getting divorced because society now today, it's so easy to just put yourself out there and cheat or just have a divorce because it's so easy to find someone.
Yeah.
So, and that is why
I know because my parents split up.
Yeah. And now it's like, it's so hard to find someone true, someone who's not going to play games, someone who actually wants a serious relationship because, I mean, once they see the first red flag or whatever, they don't even bother to fix it or try to deal with it or see past it. They just up and leave. You know, it's like, really?
That's real. That's some real shit.
Why?
Man. Yeah.
Now, I said, where's love letters? Where's these romantic dinners? And, you know, where's the love? Where's the passion?
I feel like the passion's gone, Josh. I feel like it's gone. And we need to do something as a society to bring it back, you know, bring back that love letter mentality or that, you know, drink wine on the couch type of thing, right? And, I think it's up to us, man. We're responsible. I feel like we're a generation of responsible beings. We got to set the course for, you know, the next generation. And the way it's looking right now, it's not looking good, right? Especially with these dating apps, because I'm not sure if you know, you can get catfished on these dating apps and the girls wear a lot of makeup in person. Have you ever, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Okay, so yes, we are still getting a lot off topic. So, but you know what? Man. I don't care. I don't mind it. I have all night to talk. I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, we are here to give the viewers what they want and what they want to hear. I mean,
on a podcast level, Josh, like even Joe Rogan, he's an excellent podcaster. And this guy, he'll go from talking about, you know, World War II and catastrophes and you know, life, and he'll talk about the softest thing about love and his dog, and you know, like that's where you really captivate and get those viewers, right? It's that you can talk about everything. It's like having a conversation, right?
Well, as my show name is, it is called The True Motive.
You're absolutely right.
So there you have it. And of course, some occasional laughs here and there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
so coronavirus is crazy. We got to talk a little bit about the coronavirus. Now, Bill Gates, you know, You mentioned something about the Illuminati. I don't know. I think you need to touch a little bit more on that.
Illuminati? You've never heard of the Illuminati?
Well, I heard a few things about them, but I feel like you can explain it to me honestly. You know, give it a quick sum up. What is the Illuminati?
Well, Illuminati is pretty much the media.
Oh.
Now, the media is pretty much it's something to deal with. It's like, how do I explain this? Illuminati messes up people. I mean, if you look at some of DMX's you know, videos on YouTube and whatnot, and he talks about the media and stuff like that. I mean, you really have to like look at some videos on him. I mean, yeah. even Eminem's on some of Eminem's music back in the day. He talks about himself selling his soul for fame and fortune, and you know, and stuff like that. I mean, how else is he actually able to make money from that fame and fortune? Because pretty much the Illuminati is a group where you pretty much sell your soul to, and it's controlled by the media.
Do you think famous businessmen are in the Illuminati?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You think it's worth taking up or no?
To be honest, not really.
Like if somebody offered you the limelight and it all, they said you got to sell your soul, you put it all on the line? That's a real question you got to ask yourself, you know?
To sell my soul for rich and fame? I mean, if you think about it, I mean, obviously the media likes to hide everything and they don't want it to be true. But if you think about it, if you really search up on it, there is, I think that, you know that song Hula Hoop? Have you ever heard that song Hula Hoop?
No, how does it go?
I don't even know. Oh, geez, I'd have to look it up.
It's all right. That's all right. So what did they say in the song Hula Hoop?
Okay, but apparently I heard the guy was doing an interview on the radio, and he explains how the song just magically came to him in a dream. And I've been seeing some videos of how when someone sells their soul, the devil comes to them and says, hey, look, listen, I'll make you rich and famous and all this. But you will only have this amount of years to live. And he'll pretty much, it was explaining how he pretty much was singing to him in his dream. Like the devil
the
was,
actual melody, the actual melody of the song.
The actual melody of the song. And that's how the next morning he made that song Hula Hoop. But he obviously didn't say that. He just said, you know, hey, it came to me in a dream. And the next morning I just wrote it and I became rich from it. That's all he said. But if you look at some videos on YouTube, you'll see that the devil comes to someone in their dreams, you know, sings out the melody for them. And then the next morning they sing it, whatever, write it. And then they come rich and famous from it. So
that's, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I watched those videos.
I feel like it's so easy to get in that, what do they call it, the YouTube rabbit hole, where you just keep going and going and digging, and you know, you start off watching a music video and then you end up with, you know, conspiracy theories, right?
Yeah.
What's some of your favorite conspiracy theories? Everybody loves to hear about conspiracy theories.
Oh, conspiracy. I can't really just talk about them at the top of my head. I mean,
yeah. No, I feel you. I understand. There's just so many of them now, right?
Actually, I think it's this song here.
What do you got? You're gonna play it for us?
Yeah. Just give me a sec. I believe it's this one. Hey, Miami. Back in town. It's on a YouTube video, so. Oh, what's going on? Yeah, it's an ad. Actually, I think it's called Cheerleader, if I'm not wrong.
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken. But,
Oh, is that the song that goes, "Ooh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader"?
Yes, it was that one, but it...
That came to him from the devil?
Apparently. And also, no, I think it was the song Hula Hoop, though.
Oh.
I could be wrong.
But you know what? To be fair, cheerleaders use hula hoops.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, it was this song. It was,
I can understand.
Yeah, it was this song. Could you hear it?
Oh, it's Hula Hoop. I know the song now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this song. But, yeah.
No, this is Josh, this is Cheerleader, I think. This is the song I was just singing.
Was it? Why is it? What? Oh.
I might be wrong.
No, it's Hula Hoop. Yeah, it's that one.
Oh, I was wrong.
And then the other one I was playing was Cheerleader.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
Confusion there.
Yeah, it is confusing. But he was actually, like I said, he was saying on a radio station that, you know, hey, because I believe Hula Hoop is his first ever song he made. And no one ever heard about him before that. Yeah. So if you really, really think about it, I mean, for someone to just make one song and then get rich and famous from it, what does that really tell you? Right?
I think I'm starting to see a little bit about what you're talking
about. Like, I mean, even if you see, like, some artists out there, yeah. I mean, they make one song and they get rich and famous from it? How? I mean, I know tons of people, like... I don't know if you know him, remember him, Michael Morello, we went to school with.
Yeah.
You know, he's making lots of songs, and he's not rich and famous.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Right? Like, how is it that someone can make one song and get rich and famous from it? Tell me that.
It's going to take, you know, some sort of music entrepreneur to be able to explain that one to you. You know, I wouldn't begin to even.
Well, I know that process, but I'm just trying to make you really see the bigger picture.
No,
here,
I understand,
right?
What you're saying, man. It's these are questions even music writers have to ask themselves, right? If you're not selling your soul to the devil, pretty much don't make music is what I think you're getting at here.
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Like I said, how is someone?
How's somebody gonna possibly make it? It's just...
Yeah, with one song, right? I mean, yeah. it's weird. It's ridiculous. It's. I mean, why? Why? Because even if, let's say, the devil is true, right? And yeah. And you know, and he offers you, you know, millions and millions of dollars, but then say, hey, I'll take your soul. After, let's say, you know, you'll die at age 27 or age 28 or whatever the case is, right? Like, why would you risk that when you can have, when you can live to like 80, 90, even 100 years old or even longer? Why would you want to do that? And
it,
also, I want to say, what was that rapper's name? I think it was Lil Pimp or something like that, something or other.
Lil Peep.
Yeah, I believe
that was my guy.
I believe he was at a party, and someone spiked his drink.
No.
Oh no. He was at the airport.
Oh.
Because he had. A lot of
all the guns on the plane and stuff and the drugs, and he took them all at once.
Yeah, something like that. Or
yeah,
but I actually there is another rapper that apparently someone just spiked his drink. And
that was Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD, that's it.
And then he overdosed, right?
Yep. And apparently he had sold his soul, and the devil said that he was going to die at that age. But that's a conspiracy theory, right? I mean, who actually knows?
But that's why I said about the YouTube videos, man. You get going and you get such a deep hole of conspiracies, and it could all start with just a music video. But I think it's the devil working his magic, right? So
yeah, pretty much. I guess so. We will never ever know until we're in that position, right?
And what do you think? You gonna take the money?
Would I take the money for rich and fame and sell my soul? Yeah. I mean, is that a crazy answer? I mean, Rob. Well,
what's the answer?
No, I would not.
Oh, you wouldn't.
I would not.
Yeah. No, I think I'm on the same wavelength as you, man. But there's some crazy people out there, man. You know, they would definitely do it.
I mean, there's other ways of making money. But if you really...
Yeah, but we also just talked about making all those songs and not making any money at all. That would be heartbreaking.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Right?
But there is all these platforms and this and that, you know, you can make money. I mean, for every click that you listen to, right? Like,
that's true. That's true. I have heard of that. Monetization, I think it's called.
Yes, exactly, right? All these platforms, yeah. Every time you listen to the song, you know, they pay you, I think, a couple cents or whatever, how much it is. I don't remember, but, you know, they pay you per click, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So we got to get back to business. We strayed too far from the path. Let's have a small, short, concrete business segment. Now, I want your insight on a few things.
Okay. Right? Shoot.
Because I feel like I've been giving my insight for a lot of the podcast too, right? If you had any advice for a young entrepreneur, you know, somebody hot out of the gates that's motivated, that, you know, stayed in that garage like we were talking about throughout their childhood, you know, what's five helpful tips you would give them just off the top of your head that would help them throughout
entrepreneurial? Geez, I could give a lot.
Let's hear them, man, because you know what? I feel like we need that. We need to hear that, and that might attract some younger entrepreneurial viewers.
Well, first of all, read up on a lot of books. Build that mindset.
Yeah.
Build it. There is a good book that my very first book I read. It was called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Or Poor Dad, Rich Dad, something like that. I can't remember. I read those books. Just honestly, the best advice is build and build your mindset. That is the first step.
Yeah.
Second step, get rid of all that negativity in your life. All that negativity. Start simply throwing out all your friends that are negative. If you see how negative your friends are, doesn't matter how good of friends you guys are, throw them away. That's another step I would give. Put more positive people in your life.
That's a good step too.
Another step. Step three. I would say, I don't know. Actually, I'm kind of,
yeah, there's so
many. There's so, you know, many.
There's just so much.
There's so much things that you can do.
I think an important one we cannot miss out on is having fun. Having fun makes your journey that much easier.
Oh, exactly. You know? Exactly. I mean, don't really think about it. Don't go in and stress over a lot of things. It's good to have a glass of wine or a whiskey or whatever you like to drink, right? Go, if you're at the desk and you're trying to, you know, think of all these business ideas, I mean, don't stress about it too much, honestly. I mean, go have fun. Go do what you got to do. I mean, it'll eventually come to you. Just let it naturally flow to you. There's tens and millions of things to do, like business ideas that you could come up with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's... But the main thing I have, though, is to build your mindset, the first step. And then, you know, work on those other things.
Yeah.
Stay positive. Stay positive no matter what. Just like I was even saying in one of my other podcasts, I was saying, you know, how I put out a scenario how if, you know, when you wake up in the morning and let's say you have no toothpaste.
Yeah.
And, you know, you start getting all like pissed and angry because you don't have any more toothpaste. Right? Now, the rest of the day, what do you think is going to happen? The rest of your day is going to be all crappy and, you know, because of the fact that you made that affect you.
Yeah, I hear
you. You're pretty much attracting that because, you know, you were so angry and like now you're in a bad mood and now you would be attracting that. So if you're out in the world, you would be attracting that because you're in a bad mood and everyone around you is going to be in a bad mood. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, so another scenario. So let's say the same scenario, but different concept. You wake up in the morning, you see that you have no toothpaste and you're like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, I'm still going to brush my teeth or, you know, just wash my mouth, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, so you're in a good mood. You didn't let it affect you. You didn't, you know, you're pretty much having a positive energy coming to you. So the rest of the day, people are going to be all in a good mood. They're going to, you know, nothing's bad going to happen to you or whatever, you know, like people around you is going to be in a good mood because you're in a good mood, right? I mean, that's part of a law of attraction. And also the law of attraction, that's a good book.
Yeah.
That is an amazing book. They even have it on YouTube. There's a video of it on YouTube, The Law of Attraction.
That's good. No, all helpful things. And I think it's a good base, like you said. It's a good base to get people out of the gates. You know, and with the whole toothbrush scenario, you have to look at it too from an angle where a negative person might say, hey, did you have toothpaste this morning? Like, you know, your breath stinks kind of thing, right? So, and they're just going to be negative because people like that usually are, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, you know what? That's when you say, hey, look, listen, man, like I didn't have toothpaste this morning, but, you know, I don't care what you think. I mean, I am.
That's the mentality I'm talking about, you know? So what? You didn't have toothpaste. You know,
well,
it happens once in a while, right? We're all human.
Exactly.
Who are you to judge me because I didn't have toothpaste this morning?
Well, exactly.
Right? So I feel like, you know, you got to stay with a strong mindset too, right? To not let yourself get so vulnerable where those negative people affect you, right? So I feel like strength is also a very important thing, right?
Yep, exactly. And now if you're just going to put gas to that fire, then why would you do that? I mean, just because of the fact that like if you let that person affect you, then the rest of your day is just going to be shit. Like it's, you know, like the whole point of being positive is to bring positive energy, right? Just like the law of attraction says, you know, bringing positive energy to yourself will bring positive energy all around you.
Yeah.
So And if someone does start being negative towards you and you have a positive impact on them, the way that you handle things, then they will start to realize, they'll be like, wow, why did I kind of like yell at him for not brushing his teeth, sort of thing, right? Like you'll have that positive effect on other people, on that person.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what I got to say to that.
Yeah, and like I said, to all future viewers, if you got to go back and listen to a few of Josh's introductory podcasts, I know, you know what, I'm actually happy. This is a new record for you. We're past the hour mark. You're in the veteran status, podcaster world now, right? We're past the hour mark, but it's just so easy when you can have a conversation. Am I right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I'm glad we had this much to talk about.
And hey, it's just catching up. And you'll notice that too about all these famous podcasters is that they're all, a lot of them, old time friends, and they'll call each other after a year and they'll just, you know, have the laughs, have the cries, right? I mentioned to you before about my parents' divorce, right?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Now, hey, listen, if you don't feel comfortable talking about that, then like we don't have to. I mean,
yeah, no, I get it. It's just that's what I'm just bringing up, the two drastic differences in conversation you can have over podcasting. It's great, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And look at us, we're talking about toothpaste now, right? And it's wild, man. I really feel. Did you do a blast for Anchor at the beginning of this? You went through your.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
So what's the purpose of doing that, I guess? It allows you to be able to stream for free, I guess, on their website?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
For free, yeah. I like this. Oh. I like it. I like it because it puts your podcast on. I mean, I don't know if for a lot of people. I mean, for me, it allows me to put it on 6 different platforms.
I get it.
So of course I have Anchor, which is one. I have one that's called Breaker. I have it on Google Podcasts. I also have a thing called Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Spotify.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like this platform because it, like I said, it puts it on other platforms for me. So it's not just the one platform. So, I mean, people can find my podcasts on anywhere, pretty much on, you know, Spotify or anywhere. But I honestly feel like right now my analysis tell me that my most viewers are from Spotify. So.
Oh, cool. So hopefully we'll get some listens there, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's where my most viewers are coming from, which is, you know, Spotify, because a lot of people know more about Spotify than they do any of those other ones. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it. I like the platform. It's easy to use, super simple. It's not, you know, technical or, you know, honestly, I think a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old could even work this system. It's so simple.
Yeah. So touching on that, actually, I think it'd be good to hear you explain why your social media network is the most important thing you can build for your business.
Well, first of all,
it's a big question. I know
you got to build that traffic, right? Like you got to build an audience too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like you gotta put yourself out there, just like in the dating world, right? Because how are you
dating gonna... world? I love the dating. We should talk more about the dating world. Dating world is good, man.
Yeah, it's... we had some laughs there. Yes, we did. Yes, yeah. We did. I feel like we need that.
Yeah, we do, but, need that. Man.
Yeah, no, you gotta build that audience. You have to. I mean, otherwise, how are you gonna get yourself out there? How are you gonna get you know, customers. How are you going to get those people? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Simple facts there, right?
Yeah.
Got to build that audience, build the traffic, get people going, you know, and eventually you'll get customers, or, you know, you'll have customers, let's say, going to buy a product, but then they end up opting out of it because they're like, oh, well, you know, shoot, I don't have the money or whatever, you know, but you got to have a good positive energy towards them, right? Like, you got to keep kind of building that trust with them, you know, maybe even, let's say you're, if you have an automated system that, you know, sends them an email saying, hey, look, listen, I noticed you opted out of the order, but, you know, if you come back now, I can give you, let's say, 20% off or 30% off, or, you know what I mean? And then they can be like, wow, okay, you know what? That's how much I have right now. Let's do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So
that's,
you know, social media is everything nowadays. If we didn't have it, where would the world be? I mean,
but it can all, well, we got to explain too, you know, it's a double-edged sword there. It could destroy relationships and even marriages, as we were talking about too.
Oh yeah, right? For sure.
Having too big of a network, too many girls, maybe too many, you know, too many people you might want to talk to frequently. Right. So it's good and bad in ways, right?
Yes. I mean, the best thing social media has done for me is be able to bring people, bring that traffic to my business, yeah, and, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, hey, that's,
yeah, no, it's better than it is worse. Let's just call it that.
Yes. Right? Yes. Of course.
That's safe to say.
Of course.
That's safe to say. Well, I'm just going to go through, see if I have had any more questions for you. I want to quickly mention before we wrap this up, my friend. Yeah, I think you were just hilarious when you talked about, you know, women and dating apps, but we already went through that. And
yeah, you can't get enough of that. I mean,
I can't get enough of it. I don't think anybody can get enough of it. But anyways, Josh, it was a pleasure. I had a great time on the show, and I'll be honest with you, man, like, I'm going to share this like crazy and use that social network that you've built to drive traffic to this podcast. And hopefully we can, you know, bring a smile to somebody's day and, push them further into their entrepreneurial, you know, start. Right.
Yes, of course. Of course. That's,
and, I think I got a nice lineup of people that would probably love to be on the podcast, and that you'll have great, authentic, more human conversations with. And maybe we might even have a 3-person show eventually, right? Like, that could be something that'd be great that a lot of people would like too, right?
Yeah, exactly. That'd be awesome. That'd be great, man. I love talking to you. It was great hearing from you. And honestly, yeah, if...
Give a sign off for your fans. You got to give a big sign off for the fans.
Yes, guys. Oh, this was amazing. For any of you that are going to be listening, or for new future, you know, listeners, you know, I love you guys all. And a big round of applause for Robert Leonetti for joining me on this podcast.
Thank you. It was my pleasure, man.
Yes.
My pleasure. And you know what? Great catching up with you. And I'm glad we've intertwined social circles again. And if there's anything you need from me and vice versa, we'll definitely keep in touch, man.
Of course. Thank you so much, Robert. We'll
all right, Josh.
We'll talk to you later.
Checking out now. Thanks. All right. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.